The following production of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
The following program may contain material that is inappropriate for children or your workplace.
My God! We are ready for the football!
I'm excited to knock somebody the hell out.
If you see a beast, like, you should run, because the beast is really scary.
Bang Cartoon Radio Hour!
Super Bowl 46 ends on a devastating note for the Patriots.
What's the score?
In a 21-17 loss.
Haha, you lost.
Where does Tom Brady rank on your all-time list, Greg?
Well, he's awfully high.
Don't be so mad at Tom Brady.
I hate him, though.
Oh, my God, yo!
No.
Why are you so mad at Tom Brady?
Don't
the sparkle! Some
bullshit, no! I wanted to package with the Super Bowl, Megan!
Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out! Get the fuck out of my house right now!
You are sick!
You know, I'm very thankful. First and foremost, I gotta thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Oh, stop it!
Representing.
Do you like it?
Yeah! I can only eat so much poop.
I'm tired of watching crap!
I'm throwing up poop.
I only react to what I see with my eyes.
I have seen it with my own eyes.
The Cowboys beat the Giants, the first team in quite a while to win the Super Bowl and lose their opener.
I love Tony Romo.
Tony Romo!
I love Tony Romo.
And we've got a tremendous array of talent here for you.
Welcome to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
When I'm not the brand or sad, I turn to Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Take that, motherfucker.
And now, here's John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Everything I am is an illusion. Everything I am.
Come on.
They've only been shut out 22 times. This is the 23rd, and for the first time since December 1, 1996, Atlanta is a winner 34-0 over New York.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Put a fork in him, John.
They're almost done.
Yeah.
They're almost done.
The Giants and the Eagles.
That's right. They've almost been slain.
It's great.
And, you know, when it's done, the Eagles are going to go completely kaput. They're done. They're done for 10 years.
I hope.
They're gone.
I hope.
You know, Michael Vick's going to end up in New York with the Jets, and that's just going to be another circus.
Good for us. Good for us. Always good for us.
You know, you'd think that they probably listen to the show and they're just providing us with material.
Right. I'm Tom. He's John.
Hey, what's up? This is John Tilliard, and you are listening to Bang Cartoon Radio Hour number 216. You know, my sister knows nothing about the NFL. She could be head coach of the Raiders.
Oh, jolly good, good John. They're very good. Pip, pip, cheerio. Yes, yes, good show. Oh.
Tilliard.
quite the amusing chap there.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, she could be the coach of the Raiders.
Yeah.
The Raiders. The Raiders.
Let me tell you, if you're not a fan of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, I just have one thing to say to you.
You are thick!
Nobody lays it down in the north of England quite like John Tilliard.
Tilliard!
I'd like to see his sister coach the Raiders. I think Carson Palmer might welcome that.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Yeah.
Carson Palmer would say, this girl doesn't know anything about football. I probably can convince her that when I throw it to the other guy, that's probably a good thing.
I gotta tell you, it's just awesome that we just like communicate with other countries like this. I think it's fantastic.
Dude, I tell you what, before the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, there was nothing any but ships. Ships. That was it. If you wanted to get a message to Tilliard over in England, you had to tie a note on the leg of a rat and put it on a boat or ship. And it had to go all the way across the ocean and then, you know, run across the north of England until it got to Harrogate or wherever he is.
Oh, my God.
That's how pre-internet. That's how it worked, kiddies.
All right.
Actually, that's not true. We had long distance. I don't know about you, but my mother, man, my mother, when anybody called long distance, my mother thought it was like a straw that went all the way out to California. And she'd go, oh, hi, how are you? And start yelling into the phone. Sorry. Now we're off topic.
It's okay. coming up, the rivalry lives. While the Lions, while the Lions die.
man, that team is just junk.
Jerry's secret.
That could be anything.
Right.
Oh my God.
And Rob the racist.
Everybody knows about that one. We're going to tackle that.
Oh yeah. And it has to do with your boy RG3, who looks like he's good to go this week.
Yeah, I think so. I think he was good to go last week. I'll tell you what, when he didn't play against the Browns, he was decidedly not happy about it. It wasn't any kind of rift or anything where he was going to challenge the coach, but every time anybody asked him about it, he goes, yeah, I was ready to play. And then he leaves it at that. I was ready to play.
No.
That's good, man. He's a competitor.
Yeah.
Captain Kirk can come in and do that, though.
He's a competitor who's got $10,000 less dollars.
Oh, I know. Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah,
fined him for wearing.
He got fined for. He violated league protocol, John.
It's right. League protocol. You know, Tom, league protocol means when the visiting head of state is in the stadium, you have to face the flag from the left. And he didn't have any idea. I didn't know it either. I would have been busted, too.
It's Article 13, Section 3, Line B.
Right? He's paid to wear Adidas gear, and the NFL gets their deal from Nike. So every time he shows Adidas on his shirt, he gets fined.
Right.
Which really is just fining Adidas, because if they're not paying it for him, F you, buddy. Your shoes aren't that good.
Now, what kind of evidence they got, Tom Jackson?
Video.
Right.
The video, right there. You see it? He's got Adidas on.
It's Article 13, Section 3, Line B.
Right.
Right. I'll tell you what, Tom. I knew it was too good to be true. I've been so high on Robert Griffin, and now to find out that he's just a common scofflaw. Some guy that would wear a shirt that he's not supposed to on television when he's not supposed to.
Well, Rob Parker, John, Rob Parker wants to know, what kind of brother is he?
He's a brother, man. Well, you know, I'd like to know as well. I've really had a hard time nailing any kind of, you know, cliches to Robert Griffin III. And you know me. I can't rest unless I have a cliche I can assign to him. I don't know what he is. I can't tell. He's not black. He's not white. He's got cornrows, but he sounds like he's Chinese sometimes. He yells real loud when he's at the line of scrimmage, and he sticks his tongue out between every number he calls in the snap count. He does. Watch him. His tongue is like the size of my palm, and it comes flashing out. He'll be like, 15, 34. His tongue's flying all over the place. It's like a Saint Bernard.
Yeah, well, you didn't need him this week.
Nope. Got Captain Kirk in there.
Victory formation for Kirk Cousins and the Redskins. Cousins takes the knee, and that'll do it. The Redskins take possession of the NFC East lead with two games to go. Victorious in Cleveland.
Music to my ears.
You're in the lead. Who'd have thunk it?
Not me. I would have been happy at 8-8, which is still possible. I mean, you know, let's get happy. You know, 8-8.
And I'll bet there are still Redskins fans over on that message boards bitching up a storm.
Oh man, over here, well, not so many.
No,
not so many.
They finally.
No, not so many. I can tell you this: the mood has decidedly changed. There's a hell of a lot of optimism in this town. I honest to God, I think he can make it rain if we have a drought. We did, and I think he might. He probably could. He can do everything else. He really can. Holy crap. Yeah. Last week, while Kirk Cousins was playing, he was walking around giving guys Gatorade and signing autographs up in the crowd. And at one point, he did a lap dance for somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Made some extra dollars right there on the side. Gave it to charity.
Well, Rob Parker, who was on ESPN2's First Take, you know, he's one of their panelists from Detroit.
Right.
He wants to know this.
My question, which is just a straight honest question, is he a brother or is he a cornball brother?
Which what does that mean?
Yeah, explain that.
Well, he's not really. Okay, he's black, he kind of does the thing, but he's not really down with the cause. He's not one of us. He's kind of black, but he's not really like the guy you really want to hang out with because he's off to something else.
Why is that your question?
Well, because that's just how I want to find out about him. I don't know because I keep hearing these things. We all know he has a white fiance, and there was all this talk about he's a Republican, which there's no information at all. I'm just trying to dig deeper into why he has an issue, because we did find out with Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods was like, I got black skin, but don't call me black. So people got a little wondered about Tiger Woods early on about him.
Well, I can't believe these are the things that he sits wondering in his mind.
Dude, you know, this is why people say that unless you have done time in prison, some people just think you ain't black enough. You know, you ain't keeping it real. Well, like, what the hell does that even mean? You know what? You know who respects Robert Griffin III? Practically everybody.
Right.
What the hell more do you want out of this dude? What's he got to show to friggin' Rob Parker?
Well, this was the one line that really, really bugged me was this.
He's kind of black, but he's not really like the guy you really want to hang out with.
He's kind of black, but he's not really the kind of guy you want to hang out with. So does really? That mean, is Rob Parker saying, if you're white, I don't want to hang out with you?
I guess he is. I got to tell you, Tom, I'm offended. When I went to Rob Parker's restaurant, I had to wash my hands in a completely separate restaurant. I did not like that at all. He insisted I use a separate water fountain, that bastard. But no, I mean, really, you wouldn't want to hang out with Robert Griffin everywhere. Seriously, he's treated like a king in this town. The freaking Washington Wizards, the worst basketball team on the planet. Honestly, they're as bad as the team that gets whooped up by the Globetrotters in every one of those exhibition games. He went to their game, and they won their first game of the season, and they credited him. The whole city credited him.
Is he a brother, or is he a cornball brother?
Cornball brother. Is he down with the cause? I would say. We're 8-6, leading the division. He's one of the top-rated passers in the league. What cause do you need him to be down with?
No, 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 John. It had nothing to do with football. You know what he's talking about.
Pull your pants up from down your waist.
He's black, but he's not really down with the cause. He's not one of us.
He's not one of us. Or them, I guess.
He ain't one of us. What are you? Who are you?
See, this is why it'll never die, John. This is why this stuff never goes away. Hey, now, Skip's going to ask Rob Parker this question. Listen.
What do you RG3's braids say to you? Now, that's different because to me, that's very urban and makes you feel like I think he would have a clean cut if he was more straight laced or not. Like, wearing braids is, you're a brother.
Yeah, why doesn't he just say it? Why doesn't he just say you're whiter?
What?
You would be more.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't Millie Vanilli wear braids?
Yeah, I think those were wigs. I know that wasn't their voice.
It doesn't make any difference. They're all wigs. Does he honestly think that those guys running around, those safeties running around with those gigantic things hanging out of the back of their helmet, actually grew that? Get the hell out of here, dude. Those are tassels taken off the bottom of some goddamn curtains tied onto their fucking head. Jesus Christ. Pretty soon they're going to put dingle balls on the end of them like the Mexicans have in their car.
Have fuzzy dice hanging around their neck.
Yeah, we'll start having we're just going to start having accessories for the gigantic bash of braids that comes flying out of some of these dudes' heads. You know who made the tackle? Me neither. Just some freaking guy with a giant Whoopi Goldberg head. I don't know. Who the hell was that?
Your brother. Okay. You got braids on.
Stephen A., what's your take on this?
Well, first of all, let me say this. I'm uncomfortable with where we just went.
And finally, a voice of reason.
Yeah, good for him. I mean, really, it doesn't make me uncomfortable. It just makes me go, what the hell is it? It's an opportunity for comedy, which never makes me uncomfortable.
Right.
Unless I, like, you know, fart when I'm meeting the president or something. That's funny, but I don't want to be the one that does it.
Is he a brother, or is he a cornball brother?
What you said was racist, so you should be fired for saying it.
Well, he wasn't fired, Sharpton. He wasn't fired, Al Sharpton, but he has been suspended.
Hmm. Here's my thing. You know what? I don't want to see him fired. I don't want to see him fired, Tom. People like that should be put right there in the front and spotlight. Here's what they look like. Here's what it sounds like, you people. And you know what? In all honesty, the best thing about this is that he has been universally panned.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, everybody. There, I've not seen one person, and believe me, my Facebook page is full of idiots. Morons abound all over that website, and not one of them has said, well, you know, he's got a point. Not one. So that's good. He's been universally panned. So you know what? We are getting there. And to be honest with you, this is the – I don't know. Have you seen many articles that ask the usual question about the race and the quarterback when it comes to him?
No.
I haven't either. This is the first real time I've actually heard his race even brought up. So I'm glad for that.
Well, then Stephen A. After that, Stephen A. had this to say.
Are y'all crazy? In the fleas.
Right. Yes. And that's perfectly an appropriate time to say it.
Oh, please stop your nonsense. We're gonna-
right.
That's right. Please. So, yeah. You know, put him out there. Let him keep saying stupid stuff so people actually hear what racism and racist looks like.
This is ridiculous. I can't believe it.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, good for ESPN for not firing him and letting us see what it looks like, and good for them for suspending him and letting us know that they give a damn.
Well, ESPN has decided to suspend Rob Parker for 30 days for his comments made on last Thursday's episode of First Take, wrote Marcia Keegan, vice president of production for ESPN. Our review of the preparation for the show and the re-air has established that mistakes both in judgment and communication were made. As a direct result, clearly inappropriate content was aired and then re-aired without editing. Both errors were on our part. To address this, we have enhanced the editorial oversight of the show. You know what that means?
Ooh.
That
means now he's got a babysitter.
Yeah, that means they've got a pig vomit now.
Right. They've got a pig vomit now. Right.
And they've taken appropriate disciplinary measures with the personnel responsible for these failures, meaning there's probably some behind the scenes people who got suspended or even fired for this, unfortunately. We will continue to discuss important issues in sports on First Take, including race. Debate is an integral part of sports, and we will continue to engage in it on First Take. However, we believe what we have learned here and the steps we have taken will help us do all that better.
Is he a tall baby or what? What's up with this dude? That is just, I mean, that's just stupid. I'm glad we didn't spend too much time on it because it is just stupid, man. But I'm glad, on the other side, I'm very glad today, Tom, that we're not talking about anybody getting killed.
Well, you know, there were some ESPN employees were really upset about it. Some other broadcasters on you know, in various parts of the network, whether TV, radio, because
Tom Jackson went crashing into the vice president's office. Show him the video.
Video.
You can't say that. It says right here.
It's Article 13, Section 3, right. Line B.
Right.
No talking about Cornball Brothers on ESPN. I don't know why we even let Keyshawn on.
Is he a brother? Or is he a Cornball Brother?
Is he a Uncle Tom? What's going on?
Well, one longtime ESPN staffer told Sports Illustrated, says the issue is that it becomes ESPN, not First Take, when people weigh in. They don't say First Take said this or that. It's ESPN said this or that. And I don't wish to be lumped in with that nonsense.
That nonsense. That nonsense. Look, I got news for her. Most of us that care about sports, we don't respect ESPN anyway. We really don't. Y'all suck. But it's nice to know you care.
Well, and so Rob Parker did exactly what Rob Parker had to do.
Yeah.
What did he do?
He apologized.
Sorry. You know,
I didn't mean to.
If they want to be genuine and apologize, that's fine.
Right.
To me, if you're going to be genuine about it, you're going to do that when you say it. You're going to go, oh, you know what? That was a dumb thing of me to say. I'm sorry. Right there on the spot. Do it then. That's when it's real. When you get suspended and you're told you can't do that and then you apologize, it doesn't mean crap.
Well, he probably has like a union rep on the phone right after he gets off the air that says, no matter what, don't say anything. You know, they probably get into that kind of situation. But, you know, at the same time, making him apologize, it's ridiculous. The dude thinks that. What are you going to apologize for? Yeah. That you said what you think? You know, the problem is in your head. It's not the words that came out of your mouth. The fact that it's in your head is the problem. And you can't apologize for that because That's who you are.
Right.
You know? So, what's he going to tell me all of a sudden? You know, they showed me the difference between a real brother and a cornball brother, and I was way off on this one. They like showed him a picture of Flavor Flav. This is a cornball brother. This, you don't compare Robert Griffin III to this. Jacks off on Twitter. Right?
I guess he puts RG3 in the Jason Taylor category.
Yeah, I guess. Well, see, Jason Taylor's kind of cafe au lait, so, you know, he's got a white wife, too. That's the other thing. I know he's got a white wife. You can't trust him.
And he says,
Shut up.
He goes, and I've heard he's a Republican.
Yeah, I've heard he's a Republican. You know what the difference is between him and a lot of the brothers I see out there with the white wives? Is his white wife isn't 400 fucking pounds. All right? That's what he's mad about.
He's kind of black, he's in the book, but he's not really like the guy you really want to hang out with.
Right. All right, let's move on to this.
Here's an unbelievable opportunity. In an ugly game, only fitting that a 19-yard punt sets up the Jets at the 25. Low snap, kicked around, on the ground. That's the way this game should end. That's the way the Jets season should end. Ugly.
I hate the freaking Jets, Tom. I love it.
Ugly. That's how it needs to end. Ugly and a loss.
Well, no, because it's not done being ugly yet. It ain't over yet. Now they're going to trade. The Sanchez is out in the wind. Tebow wants out. He's breaking up with his beautiful girlfriend. Oh, my God. She's gorgeous.
Oh, Camilla Bell?
Oh,
yeah.
Jesus Christ. How does a girl like this, well, I guess it's perfect for her, you know, if she's really not into it. She can hang out with this guy for 5 or 6 years, spend all his money, and never have to touch his dick once. I know. You know what I mean? For her, it's perfect.
Shopping and no sex? Perfect.
I'm not ready to get married. As long as she doesn't marry him, she doesn't have to have sex.
He won't even touch those gigantic, never mind. I mean, Jesus Christ, she's no offense to any of the ladies listening, but god damn it, she's built for pleasure. It's like sitting in a Jaguar and driving it around the block at 20 miles an hour. Holy crap.
Maybe that's why she broke up with him.
It's gotta be something, dude. She's got sexual frustration coming out of her, the top of her head. My god. She's like... Every time he comes home, all he keeps hearing is, honey, what's that?
Nothing, Tim. Oh. Nothing, Tim. It's just my electric toothbrush.
Honey, your toothbrush smells like cat food again. What's going on?
Oh, it's nothing. I just have a yeast infection.
In your mouth? You think he would even know?
No.
He'd find a condom on the floor and say, did somebody have a birthday party? What's going on around here? Although he might be the one that's going to be outed on Dr. Phil, and that's why she's leaving him.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
That'd be the... Oh, my God. Oh, you would just have to take all of these people that put so much faith in him and just lead them straight to the cliff so they can jump. It's like the last bastion. There's nothing left. I mean, what's the world coming to, Tom? Tim Tebow's running around with hookers, and you know Robert Griffin III is he's not down with the cause.
The world's coming to an end, John. Don't you know that?
Tomorrow.
I know. We're not even going to have this show heard.
I know. It's ridiculous, man. So, anyway, if you people are hearing this show, Tom and I might very well be talking to you from beyond the grave.
Yeah. How about that?
Of course, if you're listening, you're listening from beyond the grave as well.
Right. Yeah, I saw this headline today. Report. Jets to trade Mark Sanchez, pursue Michael Vick.
No. Look, the Jets owe Sanchez something like $18 million, right? If they cut him, it's like a ridiculous amount of money they have to pay him. And they paid him because he got his feelings hurt because they called Peyton Manning in the offseason, remember?
Yes.
They tried to make a play for Peyton Manning, and he got all butthurt. Well, you're going to have to make me feel better. So they paid him, and they brought in Tebow, and now it is the biggest mess this side of the goddamn Rockies. Because, you know, on the other side, it's the Chargers.
Here's Steve Young talking about Tebow.
Here's what happens. Bad start, not a lot of offense. Coach says, I'm going to put Tebow in the next series. Then all of a sudden the series starts out and actually gets some speed up to it. And no one reacts and says, hey, wait, don't do it now. We got a little rhythm going. No, they've already, it's like, we decided to do this, so now we put him in. I mean, it's like kooky.
It's kooky, Tom.
Kooky.
Kooky.
It's just ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
It's kooky. And I like the robotic Rex Ryan there.
How about that?
To put Tebow in. Tebow must go in. They did let him run that one series, and he was terrible.
Yeah.
He looks like a gerbil in a maze.
Kooky.
Extreme dandy.
Kooky.
Maybe that's what Dr. Phil's going to reveal, that he goes into a maze and they put a hooker at one end of it. He has to run around and sniff her out. Ugh. Oh, that game was awful.
All right, let's go to break.
May as well. That game sucked.
Yeah.
Halftime.
God. Jets sucked. They sucked. Yeah,
good.
Period.
I'm glad. I hate that team.
I know.
I hate that team. There you go. Everybody talked about the Jets all offseason, all preseason. Here you go. This is what you get.
As we go to break, I'm gonna play the best new Christmas song I've ever heard.
Okay.
It's a rocked up version of The Grinch.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah, it's by a band called 16 Second Stare. Check this out.
Mr. Grinch.
VOTech.
VOTech.
For 10 years, VOTech has been a leader in website development and network solutions. Whether your business has an established website or are preparing to create something new, VOTech can handle every facet of your project. VOTech offers full website and portal design and creation services, including domain registration, site maintenance, dynamic programming, database administration, video streaming, and more. VOTech also offers full e-commerce and e-marketing development and management, as well as complete web hosting services. You can trust your web project to the professionals at VOTech.
VOTech.
I heard there is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and say, hey there, Mr. Muslim, Merry fucking Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and fucking celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hey there, Mr. Hinduist, Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the masses. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and fucking celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and pray. Hi there, Mr. Shintoist! Merry fucking Christmas! God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum. In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do. So let's all rejoice for Jesus. Merry fucking Christmas to you. On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, Taoist, Christmas, Buddhist, and all you atheists too. Merry fucking Christmas to you.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Hey, this is Rob Zombie, and you're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Roethlisberger back and throws it right. The ball is intercepted! Brandon Carr diving interception down the left side, 25-20. To the 10, to the 5, Carr to the goal line, touchdown! Carr wins the game! Carr drives the Cowboys home!
Well, almost. He got him down to the one anyway.
Yeah, right. I was yelling that in the house. Roethlisberger! God damn it. What was that?
Roethlisberger!
Right. I'm telling you, I thought it was Neil O'Donnell for a minute.
Right.
Looked like it all over again. God damn it. I mean, you know, we were in first place for all of 15 minutes, I think.
Well, you still are.
I mean, still are, but really, that would have been nice. That would have been nice. Put a dagger in the Cowboys.
Well, you'll have a chance to do that in 2 weeks.
Oh, we have a chance. Well, you know, I don't know. See, we've got to play Philadelphia, and I know what everybody laughs at. Everybody's looking past Philadelphia. And I always get a kick out of it when fans say, well, we better not look past. Well, we're fans. It doesn't matter what we look past.
Yeah, but you know what? If the Giants lose to the Ravens,
yeah,
you can actually lose to Philadelphia. And if you win, and if you beat Dallas, you still win the division.
Well, I think the Ravens have about as much chance of beating or of beating the Giants as the Giants have of you know, beating the Falcons. I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay.
They're a mess right now.
I don't know, man.
I mean, I'll root for it.
The Giants look horrible now.
I'll root for it, but they can run the football, and the Ravens can't stop the run, you know.
Right.
So I don't think that we'll see the same kind of defensive performance like we saw against the Falcons, though. That was just – that's unusual against me when you're the Giants. Maybe Amukamara didn't take his dookie before the game. He was a little backed up running around on the field getting burnt.
I wasn't even actually going to talk about the game. Although I will say this.
Yeah.
I got a little tired of all I heard after the game was, what's wrong with the Steelers? What's wrong with the Steelers? I'm yelling. They got beat by the fucking Cowboys. That's what.
Well, yeah.
Thank God. Give Dallas some.
They're the last one down the line. There's a lot wrong with the Steelers.
Give Dallas some friggin' credit, man.
You know what? When you tell me that Roethlisberger has a rib that could kill him if he rolls over the wrong way in his sleep and he's back 3 weeks later, I don't care what anybody says. He's feeling it. He's worried about it. It's on his mind.
Well, he sure looked fine the week before last.
Against who?
Or no, I'm sorry, last week, rather.
Against Cleveland when they got beat by Cleveland? I can't remember who beat them last week.
Oh, San Diego. San Diego.
San Diego. They got beat by Cleveland, the Raiders, and San Diego all in 1 year. That deserves some kind of an award, don't you think?
You know, my sister knows nothing about the NFL. She could be head coach of the Raiders.
Oh, man.
Oh, if only the Chiefs could have got him, too. That would have been.
Maybe Tilliard should be coaching the Steelers.
Tilliard's sister, I think you should be putting your resume out there. What is her name anyway, Tilliard? I'd hate to call her Tilliard's sister all her life. What's her name? She got some, you know, proper English name like Megan or something.
Megan?
Well, you know what? I've decided that here in America, at least, if there's a woman walking by and you don't know her name and she's about 25 to 30, if you say Brianna, you have a better than even chance of her turning around. If she's under 25 and you say Ashley or Megan, you've got about a 60% chance that she's turning around. Seriously, guys, go in the mall. It's Christmas time. And just go, Ashley, and watch how many of the heads turn around.
Megan!
Megan!
Yeah, there you go. That's every mall in America. She's talking about her shoes that didn't fit.
Megan!
Bet her name was Ashley.
No.
Bitching to her friend Meg.
Oh.
And guys, you could say Cody or Zach, and half of them are going to turn around. Right. Or Austin.
Austin. Yeah,
there's a shitload of them running around, too. Here we are, John and Tom, probably the two most normal names in America.
Right.
Anyway, we were talking about football, I think.
Well, actually, I wasn't going to talk about football. The reason I even brought up the Cowboys is because I just found out about this, and apparently it opened back in October. A Victoria's Secret store, John, opened at Cowboy Stadium. Now, this is a first at a professional sports stadium.
I should think so.
I can't even believe I'm going to read this quote from Jerry Jones.
Well, aren't they sponsoring Aaron Rodgers? Isn't he wearing their underwear?
Right. Oh, man. Yeah, here's the quote from Jerry Jones on KRLDFM. He said, "We think it's cute as a bug.
Cute as a bug.
And very in place to show it and sell it out there."
Well, hot dang.
The Cowboys sent out a news release promoting a ceremonial ribbon cutting event that took place a few hours before the Cowboys kicked off against the Bears. Victoria's Secret models Elsa Hosk and Jessica Hart were among the dignitaries there, along with Charlotte Anderson, Jones's daughter, and the Cowboys executive vice president for brand management. Yeah, I saw a shot, a picture of it. You know, it was a couple of Victoria's Secret
dignitary.
Girls. Yeah, no, with dignitaries. They were there with dignitaries.
Oh, yes. So they were kind of like dignitary hostesses.
they were ceremonial ribbon cutting hostesses.
You know, I hate to go back to last week's joke, but do you think the NFL fined Aaron Rodgers if his Victoria's Secret tag was showing when he got sacked? We've got to deal with Nike. No Victoria's Secret stuff can show on your uniform. Oh, my God.
According to the press release, Victoria's Secret Pink is a fully articulated lifestyle collection for young women that includes bras, panties, loungewear, and sleepwear. Mm. Well, the Cowboy Stadium store is located on the main concourse club area above Entry A, sells Victoria's Secret Pink merchandise that features the Cowboys' name and star logo.
This is a line of lifestyle wear, Tom. This is what we call the easy slut.
The easy slut. Well, wait a minute.
Oh.
Hello, Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Ho, ho, ho there. You guys are John and Tom, right down there at Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh, Jerry, were your ears burning?
No. They might have been. I don't know. I've been taking this medicine, you see. But I'm just calling. I'm checking my list here. Everybody who's been naughty and nice, I want to let everybody know to come on down to Jerry World in the next couple of weeks and get yourself half off on any Cowboys panties and accessories for your strapless bras or anything else like that you want to find. Because we got ourselves our own Dallas Cowboys-themed Victoria's Secret store right here in
Cowboys.
All right,
Jerry.
Space.
All right, look. Back. Hey, you're not full. You were listening to the show. We were just talking about it. You know you were listening to the show.
Well, you know, I might have been, but I'm just trying to get myself a free plug here, Tom. I mean, really, you guys are worldwide, and I want to make sure everybody knows that if you got a wife or a little honey on the side there, nothing says Christmas like Dallas Cowboys lingerie. I mean, hey, we got Dallas Cowboys cheerleader crotchless shorts, and if you're feeling adventurous, we got Tony Romo inspired chaps that are open in the rear for when you feel like riding on the range. We got a beautiful collection of thongs that was designed by DeMarco Murray. Did you see him last week, Tom? He was trying to model one of them. Guy pulled his pants right clean on off, but
he
got a hold of it.
Yeah, you know what, Jerry? My wife made me rewind that and freeze it.
Well, that's what we call marketing, Tom. You see how it works? Now, the problem that we had there was that DeMarco was wearing a very dark-colored thong and nobody could see it.
Right.
So it kind of got lost in the crack in there. But, hey, I also want to let the Housewives of America, because I know a lot of you young Christian women have been calling me up and complaining about all that stuff. We have fired our pants coordinator, so we ain't going to be seeing no more Cowboys' asses because I think we're leading the league in pants.
Right.
Down on the field.
I would agree. I would agree with that.
Oh, my God.
Hey.
Hey, let me tell you.
Yeah.
What? Oh, I'm sorry. I just want to make sure everybody comes on down. Hey, look here. We got filthy stuff. I got Dallas Cowboys themed panties that you can eat.
Okay.
Stuff you're stocking
right.
with that.
Yeah, we get it. I want to ask you about something. Well,
got Jason Witten dildos.
Well, I bet they're extra tall.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, they always seem to come open down the middle.
All right. Well, listen, hey, I want to ask you about something while we got you on the phone here.
Okay.
Are you upset? I hear the Houston Texans got approved to build two Jumbotrons bigger than yours. They're going to have two TVs they can see from space.
Well, welcome to Texas. This is how we do things down here, Tom.
Oh, they are in Texas.
Well, you know, rich people, we play in a whole different world than you. And the fact of the matter is, this all started one time when we was at the owner's meetings and I was in the sauna and in come the owner of the Texas and my towel fell off and he got a little embarrassed. You know, he took a look down there at little Jerry and he thought, hey, God dang, that ain't such a little Jerry. So now he's got to go and get two big giant TVs.
Oh, for God's
sake. Well, I'm going to tell you what, Tom. I've already started to lay the groundwork with my attorneys that we're going to put a referendum on the ballot next year to tear down this monstrosity, this ancient stadium, and build a whole brand new one that's at least four times bigger, that not only has the biggest TV in all the world, but it's got a cage up above the TV where a whole extra set of Dallas Cowboys are going to play a separate game every dang Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I got to come up with something. I ain't letting that little faggot down in Houston get over on me like this. Are you kidding me? Jesus Christ. He might find a dead hooker in his hotel room. But well, I didn't tell you.
Well, congratulations on the win over the Steelers. You won three in a row, five out of the last six. You win two, you win the NFC East, and you get to host a playoff game.
Well, you know, we're going to do our best, Tom, but we're going in there. We got to go play the Saints first. And you know how tough that can be. Don't get me wrong here. I mean, that Drew Brees is nice and all, but he's only about, what, 5'3"? DeMarcus ought to eat him for lunch. Then they got no defense. We should be fine heading into Washington, and then I'm going to find out just what kind of brother that RG3 is. I'm betting he's cornball, Tom. He's got cornball written all over
him. All right, Jerry. Well, good luck, man. Rooting for you all the way.
All right. Ho, ho, ho there. Merry Christmas. Come on down and buy your panties at Cowboy Land.
And you're always welcome to come on the show and self-promote, Jerry.
Hot dang. That's what I like to hear. I'm going for some glory hole.
Have a Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
There he goes, John.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, you want to know, did I say this last week on the podcast? Did I tell you what you can do on Google Earth with Cowboys Stadium?
What's that?
Well, I guess not. And when you get down on street level in front of Cowboys Stadium, you can see the stadium.
Right.
But then there's a little path you jog off that goes a little parallel to the one that you're on. And when you get on that little path, it changes to the construction phases. And as you walk past the stadium, it goes up in front of you. It's kind of
no kidding.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Google Earth's full of all kinds of cool crap.
If you were zoomed in on Google Earth in Arizona, you saw a guy by the name of Matthew Stafford getting the crap just beat out of him.
By a team that got 58 points scored on him the week before.
Oh, my God. That was pathetic, man. That was the worst game of his career. Did you know that?
Oh, I know. It was clearly the worst game. Every time I turned around, he was throwing an interception in the red zone, and one of them went back 101 yards.
Oh, he got killed, man. He was getting the hell beat out of him. That line was putrid.
The whole season's been putrid. Now, you see, Lions fans, you got to wonder if this has been the worst year of their life, because this was the year they were supposed to break through, man. They were supposed to break through this year. They were going to be deep into the playoffs. You ain't in the – you're picking in the top 10 again.
Well, they got a big game coming up Saturday night, John.
Oh, live on ESPN Saturday night.
Yeah,
or is that on NFL Network?
No, it's ESPN, because this is Monday Night Football, because Christmas Eve is Monday, so there's no game Monday night.
Oh yeah, see, I'd rather have a game Monday night.
Well, I do believe if you need a fix, the Hawaii Bowl is Monday night.
Monday night at 1 a.m., the Hawaii Bowl. Right. I'm from Honolulu.
Yeah, but Saturday night is Atlanta at Detroit, and the guys on Lions on the Lions Radio Network, boy, they're looking forward to this.
Here's the thing I'm curious about. We can talk about this later in the week. They got a Saturday night game.
Ugh.
I understand.
Ugh.
No, I'm in. But I still think there's going to be a little electricity downtown.
Sure there will.
Not like it would be if they were 10-4.
You know what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Lemmings are going to roll.
Yep.
They're pitching in on a party. Pop the top. People are going to be blind drunk Saturday night.
That's right. They'll be at the Ford Field Disco. They'll be dancing.
Oh, you won't be able to find a parking spot.
No. It's Saturday night, and I feel all right. And hell, I can't stand my family. I'm going to the Lions game.
It's Monday Night Football. You guys have wanted a home Monday night game. You got it.
Really?
But yeah, where did this I can't stand my family bit come from?
It's Saturday night, and I feel all right. And hell, I can't stand my family.
Well, that sounds like a personal problem to me.
I'm serious. What? I mean, you know what? This is in the city that ragged the living shit out of us because we had the audacity to call it a crap hole.
I know.
And here's a guy on the air in your own city who's clicheing all of you by saying you hate your freaking family. You'd rather go get drunk at a Rotten Lions game.
Kooky.
Yeah.
It is kooky.
Kooky.
I will get drunk and go to Lions game.
It's Saturday night, and I feel all right. And hell, I can't stand my family.
You know that their owner, Ford, is going, hey, lingerie store. Good thing to have with a bunch of drunken fans around. I've got a mall here.
Who are those guys?
Who? The guys on the radio
Lions Radio.
What the hell? I don't know what the hell their name was. I can find out, you know, this week when they lose and I listen to it again. I can't remember what their name was. I should write that stuff down so we can give credit where credit's due. It's the two guys up in Detroit. That's who it is.
Okay. It's the Lions Radio Network. Anyway, they took a couple calls. Here's this first caller. This is, you know, he's just a typical fed up fan. He's not going to give up on his team, but he's so sick of it.
Hi, Brandon.
Hey.
Hey,
how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, I was just calling to say, I'm rooting for the Lions by rooting against them. And, you know, Mike, you asked a question earlier, how do we watch this team without drinking? You know, I just basically watch them, you know, because we got some good pieces like Calvin and, you know, Stafford maybe. But, you know, I'm a committed Lions fan.
He stops
and
at Calvin.
It is tough to watch them, but, you know, I really want them to lose these next two games, so maybe we get some pieces.
What? Oh, my God.
What? Wait a minute. Maybe we get some pieces? Dude, I did some looking. You know how many times the Lions have picked in the top 10 in the last 10 years?
What?
7 times.
What?
7 times. This will be 8.
So what?
How many pieces do you need?
What?
How many pieces do you need?
Oh, my God. Holy crap. I know we got a couple pieces. Like he goes, we got some pieces, and he goes like Calvin Johnson, and he couldn't think of any others. And he says Matthew right. Stafford, maybe.
He stopped.
Got one piece.
You know, I gotta tell you, other than the Ndamukong Suh's bad attitude, man, he's a damn good player. He has a couple of bad games here and there.
He's a great player, but, man. I'll take him. Hey, if they don't want his attitude, bro, we. Oh, hell, I forgot to ask Jerry about Jay Ratliff.
Oh, yeah, see, there you go. You could have it worse. He could be, instead of attacking regular people out there on the street, he could be attacking your owner, right. Which I'm sure most Lions fans would really like. They'd pay to see that. But really, I listen to Lions radio on Monday, right? And they're all ready to fire the coach again. They're ready to fire the general manager again. It took 2 years for him to go from the catbird seat to the freaking toilet. And these fans, they, you know, there's no patience. This happens occasionally. You have a burp along the way, unless you're just not good. And guess what? You suck.
Like that, and that's what we need. And, you know.
Hey, Brandon, I mean, you
I
said.
I don't know what else to say about Brandon, this team, but, you know.
Brandon, you say you're a committed Lions fan. A, what does that mean? And B, why?
What it means is, I mean, I've built an immunity to this team. By watching the game yesterday, it's not a disappointment. It's what I expect. You know, like the way they lost the Jets game last year. Only the Lions can lose a game like that.
Oh, no.
So committed by, I always watch them. I love them. I want them to do well. But bottom line is it needs to start higher up. I mean, we need a new owner.
Oh, they need a new owner. Well, at least he's going after the guy. Yeah, he's going after the right guy. But here's the thing. He said the way we lost to the Jets, only the Lions could do that. He must forget that the Dallas Cowboys were up 3 touchdowns on those Lions last year and threw that game away. So, no, it's more than the Lions. The Dallas Cowboys are one of the dumbest teams in the league.
I'm not going to argue with you there. But to be honest with you, committed means your parents signed a paper that said you couldn't come out of the hospital until the doctor said you were allowed to. Okay. And in this case, I guess that means that you have to be a Lions fan until somebody goes, he's cured, and lets you out.
Well, now this caller, Stan, he might need to be committed. Listen to this guy.
Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones, John.
We're going to the phones, Tom. We're going to find out who's on the blower.
How you doing? Good morning. It's the Morning Zoo. What's your question there?
Can you name last weekend's top money phrase?
What is the phrase that pays?
Right, the phrase that pays here on your JAG.
Morning Zoo.
The Morning Zoo.
We're wacky with our coffee. Yeah.
That's right there. Get up, everybody. It's time to get up and go to the wazoo. Got to go to the phones now. Got somebody on the phones already been up. You've been up this morning. Had your coffee and eggs, did you?
Cookie.
Yeah, we are.
Cookie.
Right. You're on the Morning Zoo. It's
Cookie.
Woo.
Anyway, so here's Stan.
Let's go to the phones.
I just love that. Let's go to the phones. He's so enthusiastic. Let's go to the phones.
Let's go to the phones.
Can't get enough.
He's yelling at his producer. Yo, wake up. Let's go to the phones. God damn it. They make me be here too, so get your ass to work.
All right, let's do this.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Stan. You're on the Detroit Lions radio network.
I'll tell you, the coach and this whole team were just complete embarrassment to the city of Detroit today. the coach should have at least pulled Stafford after that first quarter and put Hill in. He keeps him in like he is doing now. I don't know if he'll make it through the next 2 games. That's my comment for that.
Yeah, well, maybe he could have pulled him out.
What?
I said that's his comment there for that.
This guy sounds like somebody who might be on that new Packers reality show.
Dude, can you believe that? How this guy must never go out of his house. That was an embarrassment to the whole city there.
Don't you think so?
Crazy. This city's been a national joke for 50 years, or for 20 years, and for Christ's sakes, that was embarrassing. Look at that guy there representing us like that.
Yeah.
What are we going to bench that guy Stafford there, Tom? Look at that. I mean, gee whiz, he's not very good at all. That's all I got. That's my comment there.
Damn it.
Right.
Obviously looked like he was banged up, and he had his worst game of his year, the worst game that I've seen him play in a real long time.
I know Stafford's making all his millions and everything, but give him a chance in there. I mean, a little spark or something.
Something there, Tom. You gotta do something for a spark. And Stafford just can't die. Gee whiz, let's see what we got there on the bench, you know.
Wow. It might be Bobby Lane sitting over there.
Oh, my gosh.
Gee whiz. We got Sean Hill, you know. We could use Sean Hill.
You know, that first caller, that guy, going back to the, he wants to lose so they get some pieces.
Right.
God, do people still don't get it?
No, they don't.
They still don't get the whole draft. It doesn't mean crap.
They should get it better than anybody.
Oh.
They should get it more than anybody. You know how to stop your team? It's not to get more pieces. It's to stop the ones you have from doing stupid shit. It's
right.
to keep your quarterback standing up long enough to be able to throw it to somebody that's not a 6'5" superhero. Okay? Oh. That's what you need to do. You need to get a running back. You need to find a running game. Mikel LeSure has been okay, but really, he's not lighting the world on fire. Javid Best is over there with his freaking wounded head. He's never coming back. I mean, geez, Tom, what are you going to do there? You got to get that Stafford guy, and you got to, I mean, gee whiz. Hey, boy, I tell you, you got to get that Barry Sanders to come back out of retirement. I still don't believe that he did that on his own, you know. I think that there was, like, the guy up there on the grassy knoll made him do it.
Well, wasn't it 3 years ago that the 49ers drafted those two offensive linemen in the first round? Or was it 2 years ago?
49ers did?
Two or three years ago. Anyway, and now they're finally coming into their own, and that makes a big difference. But they got two offensive linemen in the first round.
Right.
You know, and now their line, man, it's looking really good. But it's not like, oh, hey, look, we lost two more games than I thought we were going to. So now we're going to get a little bit higher draft picks. So now everything's fine. Everything's going to be great. No.
Right.
It doesn't work that way, man.
Right. Right. You got to use your draft for what you, dude, we just won a must win needed to even keep alive for the playoffs with a fourth round draft pick from Michigan State at quarterback.
Well, I know. And again, if you're drafting players because you need them to come in and make an impact right now, you're not going to have a very successful football team because if they do, that's great. But to expect it is insane because most of the time they need time. It doesn't happen right away. So anyway.
Well, I tell you, I learned that with that Charles Rogers there, because every time we said, hey, it's time to practice, he was like, I'll be right there. But then, no, he never came out because he was doing the bong hits,
All right, you got an email?
Let me see what I got as far as emails go.
Or Facebook posts?
I have some. A friend from the past, Tom, somebody that we knew and loved from way back when, has finally reached out to us yet again. In these lovely times to give us tidings of the season. Our buddy Jared Lee Bedford.
Oh, no.
Finally written us back.
He's still alive.
Jared Lee Bedford, I would like to congratulate all existing Eagle fans out there. Our bandwagon Michael Vick fans have now officially left the building. Unfortunately for us, so has Andy Reid. He seems to get it. That's pretty surprising, actually. Go top five draft pick, EAGLES Eagles. Hey, he learned to spell in the time that he's been gone. Very good, Jared. That's nice. By the way, I'm making the call. John Gruden and Landry Jones, 2013. So that's what Jared has to say, which is good. Because he was filled with anger before, man. He was just always filled with such angst and anger.
Okay. Well, that's wishful thinking, I think. But at least he didn't say anything racist, did he?
No, he did not. I was rather surprised, and that's very good. I'm glad to see that Jared is calming down. It's possibly that his pills are working. Our buddy Roman and his death metal cohorts up there in Boston have written us a note that says maybe this is why Bernie Kosar balked at the mention of Duck Dynasty. And he sent me a link to lubetube.com, Lexi Silver, and Dynasty drilled by five lucky guys. So apparently... Apparently, Lexi Silver has made a movie with Duck Dynasty, and that is why Bernie was pretty upset about that. So, oh boy. Let's see. I wonder what felt worse for Bernie, finding out his daughter was a porn star or getting benched and cut by Bill Belichick for Vinny Testaverde. I think it's pretty much the same, except I gotta go with finding out your daughter's a porn star. I don't have a daughter, but Tom does. How would you feel?
Oh, God. Exactly. I can't even...
Well, the best thing is you wouldn't have to imagine because there would be video.
Tom Jackson, tell us what we got. Yes.
Video.
Hey, old friend Louis Cipher writes in. As a lifelong Packer fan, it is feels my duty to explain the undergarment situation in Podcast 215's field trip.
Oh, really?
It's a sponsorship. It's a Fredericks of Hollywood sponsorship.
No kidding.
My sources tell me that the thong Aaron Rodgers was wearing was not his. In fact, it belongs to his girlfriend, Ryan Brown. Ryan Brown?
Braun? What?
Ryan Braun of the Milwaukee Brewers. After a late night of drunken debauchery, the swap was made, and the result is the Bang Cartoon field trip. Let this be a lesson to all you young kids. Nothing good happens after midnight, especially in Milwaukee. All the best to you and your family. Aaron Rodgers seen with boy toy Ryan Braun.
Oh, God.
That's pretty funny.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right, let's see what we got on the Facebook page here. Anybody got anything interesting to say? Yeah, apparently Tom Terrell Owens has jerked off on Skype 10 separate times. There's a picture of him that you
really
you don't want to look at. You need to go on our Facebook page. Jeremy Kelly posted this up for us to look at, and that's probably a Photoshop, but it's a pretty damn funny one. All right, let's see. Stephen W. Shields the third. Stephen Shields the third. How much Norv could a Spanos chuck if a Spanos could chuck Norv? Oh, that's pretty cute. Oh, let's see. Brandon Fisher wants to know how the Redskins' backup quarterback is better than the Browns' first two picks. That's nice. You know how come? Because you're the Cleveland Browns, dude. And it just never works out. Brandon Wheaton, you know, I've heard he's had good games. Trent Richardson's a good back. He is a good back. We've just got a good run defense, but that dude does run hard. I will say this while I'm looking over these Facebook posts. Mike Martz is hilarious to listen to on a game, dude. He sounds like, oh, Jesus, he almost sounds like Bernie Kosar. If you close your eyes, he does. But, let's see. Funny how Tom will be placing his team's playoff chances on the Eagles winning out. Oh, well, maybe next year, says Joe Sturr.
The Eagles winning out? What?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what Joe says.
Well, the Cowboys have to win out.
The Cowboys have to win out.
Oh, because the Eagles, he thinks.
Oh, yeah, they need the Eagles to beat the Redskins.
Well, no, we don't need them to.
Well, if the Eagles don't beat the Redskins, well, then I guess you'd have to beat them.
Well, that's what I said. Dallas has to win out. It has nothing to do with anybody else.
Okay. Twitter, El Jurassic wants a ball sack update. let's see. John Tilliard, apparently the world is going to end some point on Friday, so you probably won't get this show out fairly early. You probably want to get this show out fairly early. I don't know.
Actually, it's getting out late.
Yeah, it is going to get out late. But he has a feeling it might be more difficult to listen to once the world has ended. Maybe. And you know what? I'm going to end on that note right there. Because there's too many of these things to read, and I didn't get them done in the time we should have. But I'll tell you what, there's a small little town over, I think, in Romania that all of these end-of-the-world idiots have somehow latched onto as the one place that can possibly survive, and they're flooding into this place, this freaking little small town full of nobodies. They're all like, "Wunsch kabata," there's people everywhere.
Sorry about that. I was scratching my ball sack.
Oh, is it all right? I guess it itches now, so the scar must be healing.
No, that's fine. It's way beyond healed.
So my question that has to do with your ball sack is, did you manage to develop any sort of relationship with your bag of peas, or was it just something that was passing?
Threw it out in the trash.
Oh, God. You know what? I live for those days again.
Used and abused it. Threw it away.
Well, there you go. There's something nice that Tilly's mom can be walking by and hearing and think, "My God, what the hell is he? What the hell are you talking about now?"
By the way, folks, look, stop killing yourselves.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about it, stop quitting your jobs. Stop taking all your money out of the bank and going out and blowing it because you think the world is going to end. Stop it.
Right. Give it to us.
Stop it.
Donate to
Donate it to us. We'll hold on to it, and if the world is still here Saturday, we'll send it back to you.
Really? Really? Exactly. Because no, the world's not going to end, folks. It's not going to happen. Stop it. John, really, the people have killed themselves.
Oh, I know. There's people that are idiots everywhere, man. They're all over the damn place.
But, you know, I shouldn't complain, because if they're that stupid, do we really want them here?
Dude, they did it in the 30s when when Orson Welles broadcast that the world was being invaded by Martians. He read the book. And people killed themselves, shot their families, and
whatnot. Oh, my God.
Do you imagine if Facebook was around back then? You know? Holy crap. There's a meme on my board that says, Thomas Jefferson said the Martians are coming. Get my gun.
All right. Let's end this.
I think we should end this. I think that ESPN should give Rob Parker's spot to Torg.
Right.
Torg be good. Torg argue with Skip Bayless very friendly like.
He's black, but he's not really down with the cause. He's not one of us.
Yeah.
Torg know what kind of brother RG3 is. Torg down with cause.
All right, everybody have I almost told everybody to have a Merry Christmas, John.
Well, Tom, you're going to get us fired.
What is it? Happy Kwanzmasa.
Kwanzmasa? I've never heard of a single person that celebrates Kwanzaa. I know there's at least 5 black people listening to this show. How many of you guys have ever met anybody that has ever celebrated Kwanzaa?
And what the hell does it have to do with Christmas at all?
It has nothing to do with anything. I don't know, so I shouldn't say anything. I'll just say Merry Christmas from this atheist who is of the Jewish persuasion to the rest of you. Merry Christmas.
Happy holiday. And if you're not celebrating any holiday, I can't help it if you're offended.
How come nobody says season's greetings in summer? Or spring?
We won't be here next week.
No, we won't be here next week. We will be parting at New Year's Eve. As a matter of fact, if anybody wants to come join us, we will be at the Ritz up in Cleveland, Ohio at 8 o'clock at night on New Year's Eve, I think, is when the show starts. So be there or be square.
What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, you got to go along with it. Let's see how many of these morons actually show up.
Oh, my God. No, don't do that to them, because they will.
Nobody called the Browns red zone. They won't do anything, for Christ's sake.
Oh, because one day we are going to have like a real legitimate get-together, and we want them to come. So don't do that.
Well, then we'll have to invite Jen Sturger.
There you go.
All right, then. That's enough.
All right, we'll do it again next time.
Later.
Visit BangCartoon.com for a complete archive of the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour, as well as Bang Cartoons.
BangCartoon.com. Listening to the Bang Cartoon Radio Hour.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
You're not a loser because you dress up in shoulder pads with spikes on them. You're a loser because you like the Raiders.
Bang Cartoon Radio.
Let me inhale it all in one more time.
Yes, ma'am, still, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir, still, yes, sir. Pull your pants up around your waist. I don't care if I'm your mom or not.
Yeah, they still have Tom Brady, and they're still coached by Bill Belichick.
The last time I cried over football is when Tom Brady got hurt, and those were tears of joy. Your coach is a cheater, your rings are a lie, you back up from Michigan.
We care about the small people.
So long, you fetus-faced windbag.
Bang Cartoon Radio.